So, coming your way next, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides, the November 10th, 2022 show. Kind of up against the deadline, so there's going to be less music than usual, which is too bad because music breaks it all up nicely. But we have a couple of long interviews, one with J.C. Orton of the Street Spirit up in Berkeley, who is also a man who feeds homeless people and distributes papers. He's a distributor of that. And he's we talk a wide-ranging series of subjects, or rather I kind of stray off into the spiritual, which isn't the usual for me, but you get to hear some of that anyway if you persist in listening. And then we have another long interview with Dreamcatcher, Michael Orr, as he's also known by his court records, homeless old-timer in Santa Cruz and artist who I've been talking to for decades, well, over a decade, that's for sure, maybe over two, now I'm not for sure about that. And then we're going to have me endlessly going on, or perhaps not so endlessly, on this particular show, because what I'm going to probably play are some of these interviews in their entirety in order to beat the 6 o'clock deadline that I have for playing these shows on Thursday night. I'm getting up against it. It's already 3:30, almost 3:40, and that's going to require me to skimp on the music and skimp on the commentary, probably. But you'll get some stuff, so don't dismay. Probably also have some segments from the latest Huff meeting, which we're continuing to do every Thursday, if you're interested. If you find the kind of stuff I talk about on this show intriguing, and you like my stuff online under the name Robert Norse, that's me, N-O-R-S-E, well, you might be interested in Huff meeting and Huff work. Huff is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. We're concerned with establishing kind of a continuing narrative about what's really going on with homeless folks, at least from a few sets of eyes, and also to rather critically examine the city's narrative in Santa Cruz, the notion that it's doing a good job or an adequate job or the best it can or effectively spending its money or treating homeless people fairly or conditions are improving, that sort of thing, when in fact the opposite is the case. So we're going to jump into it and jump with us, and we'll all get wet. But in spite of the moisture, we'll probably maybe be a little closer to the truth when we dry off.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So there is a city council meeting coming up on Tuesday in Santa Cruz, but we don't get the news of what exactly is on their agenda until tonight, if you're listening to this on Thursday the 10th, or Friday the 11th, which is more likely, unless you stay up late. And so I can't really talk to you about it until the Sunday show, which presumes that that one happens. And that's going to be happening on the 27th? No, I'm jumping ahead of my calendar a bit. That'll be happening on the 13th, if it happens at all. I keep being a little conditional about things because I'm trying to give myself leeway to take a break, do other things, and throw a bunch of flashbacks at you, which aren't always that bad. I kind of hope that some of you listened to at least some of the flashbacks on the Sunday show during my last show, which would have been on the 6th. And it was flashback back to April of 2005 and concerned the police violence, the Santa Cruz police and UCSC police violence against students and other participants in the Tent University that happened at the base of campus. And it was really quite wrenching. And I think I was more of a narrator at the time, and I kind of kept myself cool, but it seemed to me to be very important to convey a lot of that information, and I hope that people took it in, because that's what the Santa Cruz police, you know, the beneficent Santa Cruz police, the same Santa Cruz police that's here today, did, gosh, I guess it was 17 years ago, 17 and a half years ago, with no real change in policies that I'm aware of in terms of pain compliance holds and so forth. I think carotid artery holds have been stopped or something, or supposedly stopped. But you don't get any real clarity on what kinds of people are being detained, what the causes are for, what kind of actual charges result, who's making the complaints, who the police are actually serving, how much it's all costing in terms of all the endless whack-a-mole sweeps of homeless folks that don't have a lot of reports of sweeps happening recently, but that may be because we're simply not going out to get them. I mean, I hold meetings and put out my phone number and I ask questions here and there and I do the occasional interviews, as you're going to hear, but it's not the systematic one. Never really has been systematic, but I would say more numerous contacts I used to have years ago. Although there is an opportunity for people to report. If you want to go to the Food Not Bombs meal, you'll find my bulletin board, or the bulletin board. It was originally for Union of the Homeless when there was at least a pretense of the Union of the Homeless, or I guess to be generous, we could say the Union of the Homeless is in an inactive phase at this time, which is, I say it with a slight ironic smile, but not entirely. I mean, the Union of the Homeless has got activists connected with it like Keith McHenry, who are very committed, I think, to basic civil rights for homeless people, although his priorities are feeding homeless people and, of course, making a free speech statement as well as filling bellies that way. So it's hard to say what kind of sweeps are happening. Might have more information for you on Sunday, and if you have more information for me or for the community, please call me and I will pass it on, 831-423-4833 or 831-423-HUFF. If you still have one of those old phones, I guess it's even the new phones have the letters on the along with the numbers. So let's begin with J.C. Orton. J.C. Orton is kind of, you'll hear me describing who he is. I played the occasional interview with him in the past. He's an activist who primarily now is connected with social services in Berkeley, California, up north in the Bay Area, where he distributes money to some 20 disabled individuals. He's their conservator, so to speak, and apparently that's one of the few ways you can get the kind of disability they get, although he seemed to have a hard time answering that question for me. You can judge for yourself. We talk a lot about the specifics of how Berkeley is going after COVID, and yet didn't talk much about the crackdown on sweeps. I rarely get information on sweeps from JC, but usually I get it elsewhere in People's Park and at the Here There encampment. Where Did We Go came and went. That's another encampment called Where Do We Go. and other activists who live in their vehicles, haven't gotten much information from them lately. May have an interview of a brief kind with Wes White. We'll see if that works. And let's get to J.C. Orton.